But it came to pass, with the days approaching when he should be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers to go before him, and they went and entered a village of Samaritans to make ready for him. But these would not receive him, because his face was as though he were going to Jerusalem. Now at seeing this his disciples James and John said, Lord, will you have us call fire to come down from heaven and consume them, as Elijah also did? But he turned and rebuked them, and said, You know not what spirit you are of. For the Son of Man came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. And it came to pass, as they were going on their way, that a certain scribe came up to him and said, Teacher, sir, I will follow you wherever you may go. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And he said to another of his disciples, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go to bury my father. And Jesus said to him, Leave the dead to bury their own dead, and as for you, go forth and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me bid farewell to those in my home. But Jesus said to him, No one who has put his hand to the plough and looks back is fitted for the kingdom of God. Now also after these things the Lord appointed 70 others, and sent them 2 by 2 to go before him into every city and place where he himself was going to come. He said therefore to them, The harvest is plentiful indeed, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he thrust forth laborers into his harvest. Go on your way, behold, I send you forth, as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse or provision bag or sandals, and greet no one on the way. And into whatever home you enter, first say, Peace to this home. And if indeed a son of peace is there, upon him your peace shall rest, but if not so, to you shall it return. And in the same home remain, eating and drinking the things they provide, for the laborer is worthy of his wages, do not move from home to home. And into whatever city you may enter and they receive you, eat the things set before you, and heal the sick who are there, and say to them, The kingdom of God has drawn near you. But into whatever city you may enter and they receive you not, go out into its streets and say, Even the dust of your city that clings to us, we are wiping it off against you. Nevertheless know this, that the kingdom of God has drawn near you. And I say to you, it shall be more tolerable in the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for that city. Then began he to upbraid the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who have been exalted up to heaven, down to Hades shall you be thrust. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained till this day. So I say to you likewise, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us through your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan falling like lightning out of heaven. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that the spirits are made subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that same hour Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, and answered and said, I praise thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the learned and worldly wise, and hast revealed them unto babes, yes, Father, for thus it was well-pleasing in thy sight. And turning to the disciples, he said, All things were delivered unto me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is but the Father, or who the Father is, except the Son, and he to whom the Son may choose to reveal him. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Then turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you are seeing. For I say to you, that many prophets and kings desired to see the things which you see, and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear, and did not hear them. Now behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made a test of him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What has been written in the law? How do you read it? And he answering said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly, this do, and you shall live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus, accepting the challenge, said, A certain man journeyed from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and wounded him, and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was proceeding down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise also a Levite, on arriving at the place, came and saw him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he was moved with compassion, and he went to him and bound up his wounds, dressing them with oil and wine. Then he set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And when he left on the morrow, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the keeper of the inn, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return I will repay you. Which therefore of these 3, do you think, was the neighbor to him who fell among the robbers? And he said, He that showed him kindness. Jesus therefore said to him, Go, and you do likewise. And it came to pass, as they proceeded, that he went into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the feet of Jesus and kept listening to his word. But Martha was distraught with much serving, and she came to him and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to get the work done alone? Then speak to her, that she help me. But Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. Only one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Then it came to pass that, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, even as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day our needful bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And he said to them, Who among you shall have a friend, and shall go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, because a friend of mine has come to thee from a journey and I have nothing to set before him, and he will answer from within and say, Do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot get up to give you anything? I say to you, even if he will not get up and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his shamelessness he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And to you I say, Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who is seeking finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. And which of you who is a father, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if for fish, will give him a serpent? Or if for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If then you, though evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Then there was brought to him one possessed by a demon, blind and dumb, and he healed him, so that it came to pass, with the demon gone out, the one blind and dumb spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and filled with wonder, and said, Is not this the son of David? Yet some of them, the Pharisees, on hearing it said, This fellow does not cast out the demons, it is only by Beelzebul, the prince of the demons. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a city or house divided against itself will in no case stand. So if Satan is casting out Satan, he is divided against himself, how then shall his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. Now if I am casting out the demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast out? Because of this shall they be your judges. But if I by the Spirit of God cast out the demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can anyone enter into the strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man? It is then that he will plunder his house. When the strong man, who is armed, is protecting his own dwelling, his possessions are in peace, but when the stronger man then he comes upon him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he had trusted, and divides his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who gathers not with me scatters. Because of this I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, to him it will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, to him it will not be forgiven either in this age or the age to come. Either make the tree good and make its fruit good, or make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known from its fruit. You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. The good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth things that are good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth things that are evil. And I say to you, that every idle word that men may speak, they shall render account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words shall you be justified, and by your words shall you be condemned. Now when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and finding none it then says, I will return to my house out of which I came. And when it comes, it finds it empty, swept, and decorated. Then it goes and takes along with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Thus also shall it be with this wicked generation. And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, that a woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts at which you were nursed. But he said, No, instead, blessed are those who are hearing the word of God and keeping it. Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. And others as a test sought from him a sign from heaven. So when the crowds were thronging together, he began to say to them in answer, This generation is a wicked one. An evil and adulterous generation is seeking a sign, and no sign shall be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so also shall the Son of Man be to this generation. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the sea monster for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the farthest reaches of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Now no one, on lighting a lamp, puts it in a hidden place or under a gram measure, but on the lampstand, so that they who enter may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. When therefore your eye is sound, your whole body also is full of light, but when it is diseased, your body also is dark. Take heed therefore lest the light that is in you be darkness. If on the other hand your whole body is light, having no part of it dark, it will be wholly light as when a lamp's radiance is giving you light. Now as he was speaking, a certain Pharisee invited him to dine with him, and he went in and reclined at table. When the Pharisee saw this, however, he was amazed that he did not ceremonially wash before dinner. But the Lord said to him, Now you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but inwardly you are filled with extortion and wickedness. You fools, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? Now rather, give away as alms those things which are within you, and behold, all things are clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees! For you pay tithes of mint and rue and of every kind of herb, and you disregard justice and love for God. These things should you have done, while not leaving those undone. Woe to you, Pharisees! For you love the most prominent seats in the synagogues and the salutations in the marketplaces. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees hypocrites! For you are like unmarked graves, which men are walking over unknowingly. Then answered one of the lawyers and said to him, Teacher, we too are reproached by your saying these things. But he said, Woe also to you lawyers! For you weigh men down with intolerable burdens, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you are building the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Thus you bear witness to, and consent to, the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you are building their tombs. Because of this also the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of these will they put to death and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets that was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Verily, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers! For you took away the key of knowledge, you did not yourselves enter in, and those entering in you hindered. And upon his saying these things to them, the scribes and Pharisees began to assail him violently and to provoke him to speak of many things, lying in wait for something from his mouth that might ensnare him. In the meantime, when such myriads of people were gathered together that they trampled on one another, he began to say, first to his disciples, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up that shall not be disclosed, or hidden that shall not be known. Everything therefore that you have said in the darkness shall be listened to in the light, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, fear not those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. Instead, I will show you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper pieces? Yet not one of them is overlooked by God. No, even the hairs of your head have all been numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are worth more than many sparrows. And to you I say, everyone who shall confess me before men will the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God, but he who has denied me in the presence of men will be denied in the presence of the angels of God. Then one from the multitude said to him, Teacher, bid my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said to them, Take heed, and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of his possessions. And he addressed to them a parable, saying, The land of a certain rich man brought forth abundantly, and he reasoned within himself, saying, What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. So he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater ones, and there will I store all my produce and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have much goods laid up for many years, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Fool! This night is your soul required of you. And the things which you prepared, whose will they be? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said to his disciples, Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have, and give alms, make for yourselves purses that do not grow old, a treasure unfailing in the heavens, where no thief draws near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Have your clothing adjusted and your lamps burning, and be like men who await their Lord's return from the wedding feast, so that when he comes and knocks they may open to him at once. Blessed are those bondservants whom the Lord when he comes finds watching. Verily, I say to you, he will adjust his clothing and have them recline for feasting, and he will come and serve them. And if he comes before midnight, or if after midnight, and finds them so, blessed are those bondmen. But know this, that if the householder had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have let his house be broken into. You therefore must also be ready, for in an hour when you think not the Son of Man is coming. Then said Peter to him, Lord, are you speaking this parable to us, or also to all? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom his Lord will set in charge of his household, to give them the measure of food when it is due? Blessed is that bondservant whom his Lord, when he comes, finds so doing. Of a truth, I say to you, he will set him over all that he possesses. But if that wicked bondservant says in his heart, Empty Lord is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow bondservants and maidservants, and to eat and drink and he drunken, the Lord of that bondman will come in a day when he is not expecting and an hour which he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and appoint his portion with the hypocrites, where there shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Now that bondman who knew his Lord's will but did not prepare or do according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes, but he that did not know, and did things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. So from him to whom much was given much will be required, and from him to whom much was committed will they ask the more. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and I would that it were kindled already. And I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I distressed till it be accomplished? Think you that I came to give peace on the earth? No, I say to you, but rather division. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. For henceforth in one home will five be divided, three against two, and two against three. I came to set at variance a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The father will be set against the son, the mother against the daughter, and the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a man's enemies will be his own household. And he said also to the multitudes, when you see the cloud rising up from the west, you immediately say, a shower is coming, and thus it comes to pass, and when a south wind is blowing, you say, it will be hot, and it is so. You hypocrites, you know how to read the appearance of earth and sky, so how is it that you do not discern this time? Now at that same time there were some present who told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said to them, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that these were worse transgressors than all the others dwelling in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he uttered this parable, a certain man had a fig tree that had been planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit on it, and found none. Then said he to the dresser of the vineyard, behold, for 3 years I keep coming, seeking fruit on this fig tree and finding none. Cut it down, why have it even use up the ground? But he answering said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, till I dig about it and fertilize it. Then if indeed it bears fruit, all is well, but if not, you shall afterward cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbaths, and behold, there was a woman with a spirit of infirmity which she had had for 18 years, and she was bent over and could not lift herself up completely. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said to her, woman, you are freed from your infirmity. Then he laid his hands on her, and at once she was made straight and began to praise God. But the ruler of the synagogue, being angry at Jesus for healing on the Sabbath, answered and said to the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, in these therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. So the Lord answered him and said, you hypocrite! Does not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or ass from the manger and lead it away to let it drink? And this woman, a daughter of Abraham whom Satan has bound, lo, for 18 years, should not she be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And his saying these things made all his adversaries ashamed, and all the crowd kept rejoicing at all the glorious things done by him.